cloth. It's called a...
A dishcloth, I suppose, you'd say, or a washcloth. At home, the washcloth always went up in the bathroom. The dishcloth was always the one you wash dishes with, and there was a difference.
You wash your face with a washcloth,
yes,
and the dishes with the dishcloth. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. It's hard to know what mm-hmm. you do yourself. And what do you use to, after you rinse the dishes, you have to do what to them?
Dry them.
And you use what sort of a cloth for that?
A dish towel. That's what I say.
Okay. You would say a dish rag?
No.
And you dry your face with a...
Face towel.
And you turn on the water, you turn on the...
Faucet.
And if you had a barrel of cider and had one of these things on, you'd say, I'm going to turn on the...
Spigot? Faucet too, but then we used to say faucet, but the spigot is what a...
Well, both, you can take and use them both.
Faucet. Mm-hmm. We're after you spigot for both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you had some liquid and you wanted to pour it in a bottle, you'd say, well, the bottle's too small, I better get a...
Funnel.
And you want the horse to go faster, you better use your...
Whip.
Never call that a hickory, or goad, or anything like that.
No, we have to.
Go to the store and buy some groceries. The man's apt to put your groceries in a box, but more likely he'll use a paper...
bag.
And if you buy 100 pounds of flour, it's apt to come in a cloth...
Sack.
And if you buy 100 pounds of potatoes, it's apt to be in a...
In a burlap sack, or...
Do you ever call that a gunny sack?
Yeah, it's a gunny sack. That's right. Right. We call them gunny sacks, yeah.
Same, about equal. Mm-hmm. And if you had cider in a large amount, you might find your cider in a great big...
Barrel. Cider barrel. My grandparents used to have plenty of cider.
Plenty of apple orchards.
Do you have a name for a quantity of... wood, and a man might be carrying an armful of wood, and he said, well, that's quite a...
Loaf.
Never call it a turn? A turn of wood?
Mm-mm. No, we didn't.
You've
got a real armful of wood there.
That's mine,
Esther.
Too. Now, if a man had a wagon load of wood, but it wasn't full, it was only about half full, he'd say he's got a...
Part of a load.
Or half a load.
Uh-huh. They never call it a jag?
Well, a jag of straw, we used to say, get a jag of straw. It could be the same in wood.
Uh-huh. That's an older way.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
Now, a lady hangs up the clothes, she does the laundry, and she goes, they're dry, and she goes to take them down and puts them in a...
wash basket. Hmm? Clothes basket.
Which, both probably?
Uh-huh. I've heard my mother and grandmother say, use both terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you bought a large quantity of nails, you'd buy probably a whole...
keg.
And men sometimes play a musical instrument.
Mouth organ.
He could answer that one. You used to play on.
Not the kind that goes like...
Well, that jute harp, wasn't it? Uh-huh. I never saw anybody play. Not very often then, but I had to. We used to have a Negro fellow that could play one of them pretty good.
And around the barrel, you have big metal
hooks.
Is there another name for that too?
I don't know.
What are those?
What's that?
That's not a stave. Oh. Staves? I don't know what that is.
No, the staves are the pieces of wood that go.
Yeah, the staves are there.
It seems to me that there was another name too, but I.
Well, if you had a bottle and you had liquid in it and you didn't want the liquid to come out, you'd probably put a